On the corner of Elmwood Avenue and Edward Street exists a 10,000 square foot building with stained glass windows, lofty arch ceilings, and a historic stone and brick structure. As you enter through the large wooden doors, a cacophony of construction-based art projects can be seen, with students hard at work.
Our flagship program is called SACRA, S-A-C-R-A. That's a 12-week program in the building trades, which teaches skills over the course of the 12 weeks to underemployed, unemployed adults in the city of Buffalo.
That's Assembly House 150 Executive Director Dennis Marr, who says they have had 43 graduates over the past 3 years with a job placement rate of 80%.
So we're working with various industry stakeholders, those in the field of construction and design arts, to help deliver the workshops and also to be sites for placement at the conclusion of the program.
Class sessions take place in the spring and the fall with an aim to teach basic technical skills that can be utilized creatively in everyday environments. Marr says there's a growing need in the vocation.
A lot of people retiring out from the trades, and particularly the specialty trades, which is an area that we have particular interest, things like the old school plaster work and the wood window building and other preservation-related trades that require a higher degree of quality and care.
Students currently have been between the ages of 18 to their late 40s, but that range should expand soon.
We all are piloting out the high school program to introduce high school-age kids to aspects of construction and design arts this coming summer, and hopefully that will ramp up over the year ahead.
Community Engagement Manager Olivia McManus had many plans for Assembly House 150 put on hold due to the pandemic.
So tours, lectures, events here in the space, we're now able to turn our attention towards developing that.
McManus envisions poetry readings and artist collaborations in addition to the site hosting an education program.
We're also working through the Birchfield Penny Project right now. So the guys that were here earlier are installing a wall so that we can kind of see what this looks like assembled. And there's a lot of hands-on development and hands-on learning that takes place here.
One currently finished hands-on project can be seen at the Northland Workforce Center.
That large-scale wall mural that's 40 by 20 feet, that was produced by Assembly House 150 and SACRA students.
The pandemic shifted many art institutions towards focusing on public art projects. For Marr and the Assembly House 150 staff, everything they do is a form of public art, like when working on Victorian-era housing.
Things like the wainscoting, things like the inlay floor, even looking at the roof pitches and the difference between a tower and a turret and a bay window and all those kind of unique features that make the houses special.
Marr says it's that type of integration that can find its way into everyday life.
Sometimes you might see something and maybe it's so touching that you don't even notice it, right? And maybe that's when it's most meaningful. Other times it might hit you upside the head, which could also be good too. So I think it's finding ways that it works its way in whatever way it's designed to do so is really important in terms of making art what it's supposed to be at that place and time.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.